While the library is locked and being cleaned, the library has taken up a new residence. Now, instead of taking up three floors in its own building, the entire library is in a single computer lab. The staff is trying to update their catalog, a catalog of books that library acquisitions worker Beverly Sturgis says took a long time to develop.
It was very hard, and buying books is done one title at a time. You know, you get sort of a personal relationship with every book, I think, as you go through it. It's not like you buy a box of assorted books.
Senior student Hannah Pickett of Superior also works at the Jim Danhill Library. She says the basement of the library carried a large assortment of books.
I love books, so it's just painful to know that they went through all that. It's just interesting because there were so many different topics down there that like you would discover a new thing every day, like just browsing through the books, being so close to the books, having to reshelve them. Like one day I was like reshelving books and like the ancient history of Rome and stuff, and then the next day I would be like looking at quantum physics book, having to reshelve just a variety of books down there.
Some of the 200,000 books may be recovered through a freeze-drying process, but for now, the click and clack of keyboards and the glow of computer monitors is where they call home. Blake Mellon, Wisconsin Public Radio, Superior.